Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, to this third day of October 2012, I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours live. And we have some guests that end up coming on frequently because they're so informative, and also I like talking to them, and they're popular with the audience. That is the trifecta, the perfect storm. Gerald Celente will be on with us to take calls. I'll try not to hog him for the full hour and maybe take 40 minutes of calls or so. We'll do as best we can doing that today with Gerald Celente coming up in the third hour. Pat Shannon hadn't been on in years, but I've been talking to Pat and known him for about 17 years. Author, great journalist. He'll be joining us talking about his new book, Everything They Told Me Was a Lie. He'll be joining us in the second hour. We'll also take some calls for Pat Shannon as well on election 2012. Okay, wow. Where to start here? There is just so much. And every day when I end the show, I get really mad at myself because I end up not covering all of the news that I had intended to get to. So I am going to try my very, very darndest today to get through all of this. You know, there's a big controversy, a talking point that Obama isn't good on national security. Well, he's a total globalist. I mean, it's the opposite of national security. They want to get rid of nationalism, end of any sovereignty, and the end of any type of freedom. But the neocons have been beating the drum for several weeks, saying that, you know, they lied about it being Al-Qaeda that killed the ambassador. While ignoring the issue that NATO and the Republican leadership in the Congress were instrumental in backing putting Al-Qaeda in Libya, in Syria, and other areas, there were 5 car bombs by Al-Qaeda in Syria, in and around Damascus. I mean, this is a major war. This is a major proxy war that is going on right now. In fact, the Associated Press has the headline that there are covert wars going on in Africa, all over Africa, and the Middle East. Well, no kidding. I mean, this is a war. People are like, Alex, where's the war? You said there'll be a war. What do you call all this? Well, it's a globalist takeover. And then the public's so dumbed down about the players, they're like, well, we got to be in the Middle East, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda works for the globalists. It's funded. It's protected by them. So White House has no comment on House GOP's assertions that Libyan mission request security prior to 9/11 this year, which, of course, they did request the security. They were set up. Now, the question is, by who? You know, we've heard a lot of stuff from Webster Tarpley and Steve Pachinik, and I don't know if they're right, because in a world of disinformation and lies, I'm not saying they're lying, but you can't nail down exactly who's behind this. I've tried. In hindsight, it usually comes out, but we're so close to the events. All I know is there's the overarching issue here of Al-Qaeda being injected all over Africa. They're even in Central Africa now, not just North Africa and East Africa. And they're injecting them all over the Middle East and Central Asia. And I saw another headline last night. In fact, I think I IM'd it to you guys with the headline that Iran is working with Al-Qaeda, and that a nuclear Iran is a nuclear Al-Qaeda. Well, that was Netanyahu saying that again. Folks, Al-Qaeda is the opposite of Iran and the Shiites. I mean, you can label the Shiite government over there as terrorist if you want, but it's a different group than Al-Qaeda. And I just cannot stand this anymore. Yeah, there it is, State Department. Iran supports Al-Qaeda, Taliban. Print that for me, too. I mean, there's just no end. No Hillary Clinton. You support them. So I don't have a dog in this fight with the Republicans and Democrats fighting over, you know, what's happening in the Middle East. The point is that we'll break it down when we come back. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Wednesday, the third day of October 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I want to thank you all for joining us today, no matter how you're listening, whether it be on XM 166 or local AM and FM affiliates in your area. And, of course, a video streaming of the radio show at prisonplanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. As well as the free audio streams and podcast at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com, because there is a war on for your mind. PrisonPlanet.com, because the globalists, in their own words, want to construct and build a prison planet where from cradle to grave you are under eugenicist population reduction control. The humans that will be allowed to continue on in the future will be dumbed down, subboid toys of the globalists so they can feel superior and remember their victory over humanity. And that, of course, is paraphrasing many of their own words that we document in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Okay, Gerald Celente is joining us to take your phone calls on the accelerating global engineered collapse in the third hour, always popular on the show and informative. And we have Pat Shannon, Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie, author, a very informative investigative journalist who I've known for 17 years and been on a few years. He's going to be on with us in the second hour today. Okay, look, I've just got so many stacks of news here. Let me just start on the right and go to the left, not even necessarily the top stories here that we're going to be going over. And by that, there's just so much. I'm not going to even the most important stories first because, quite frankly, I can't even decide what is most important anymore. I'm normally very decisive. It's just that now the rampant, insane tyranny is so wall-to-wall that I just have my head spinning. And I guess that's exactly where the globalists want us, but it is all insane. One area I do want to get into a little bit later in the hour is the fact that Whole Foods is going around the internet removing videos showing that they are more and more selling genetically modified food. We're talking cross species chimera stuff. We're talking about crops that grow their own pesticides inside them that kill bugs that eat it. And people are like, well, at least Whole Foods tries to be organic. And the issue there is, if the globalists can take over Whole Foods, they can take anything over. And so it's kind of like, you know, you come home and you find your wife in bed with another man. You know there's hookers downtown on the side of the street. You're not mad at them. You don't have a personal beef with them. It's like, hey, other grocery stores are pure poison. Other restaurants are pure GMO. Why are you mad at Whole Foods? Well, because people spent money there. People have supported it. It's claimed it's all about organic. It's helped lead the way. It's being founded here in Austin, Texas, and has become a multi-billion dollar a year profitable company. And now it's meeting with Monsanto heads. Now it's giving money to the Monsanto's former lawyer, who is the director of the FDA. I mean, all of this is in the report Aaron Dykes put out yesterday at Infowars.com, Monsanto shutting down videos exposing that they sell GMO. All the documents, the SEC filings, all of it. So the issue is the founding fathers didn't really get mad at British officers. They were just the enemy. But everybody got mad at Benedict Arnold because he'd been a successful patriotic general in the rebellion. In the New Republic. And then it turned out at the end he flipped sides and was a double crosser. And so he's known as the Benedict Arnold. That's why people are so hurt. That's why people are so angry. I saw some moron comment on Infowars.com this morning in an article that Mike Adams wrote for Natural News that we posted. And he says, YouTube censors organic spies video exposing Whole Foods employees lying about GMO, and we'll put that on screen for TV viewers, and I can show people the article that we're actually talking about. And down here in the story, we show how they're removing the videos. We show then in the article down at the bottom, Aaron Dykes' video is posted at the bottom. Aaron Dykes breaks down Whole Foods GMO deception. And then one of the commenters I saw this morning, let me try to find it here, said that boycott Whole Foods. Are you crazy? Why attack one of our own team members? Sure, they are not perfect, but attack them. Who is behind this? Walmart? Wake up, people, said Rick Clay, 2012. Rick, if they can take over Whole Foods and first have a few GMO things, and now more and more Aaron shops there every day. My wife shops there once a week. We go now, and like a third of it's GMO. You know, you've got to read every label. Brands that weren't GMO are now GMO. So there's a takeover happening, and instead of going and pressuring Whole Foods, where I've spent tens of thousands of dollars, probably more in the last 20 years. No, I'm supposed to sit down and shut up and just, you know what, Whole Foods, here's my money. I'll eat GMO. Thank you. Or I'll be accused of working for Walmart. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, hey, bud, you go ahead and go eat your GMO, okay? You go ahead and criticize Mike Adams. You go ahead and attack him. In fact, I'm going to have Kurt Nimmo add Aaron Dykes' great report to that Natural News report up at the top. Will you guys ask him to add Kurt, Aaron Dykes' video to the top of that report? I just want to send people there so they can find the article and the other. And the video is Aaron Dykes breaks down Whole Foods GMO deception. Incredible 25-minute report last night. Amazing research. I mean, it's in-depth. You want the in-depth full-spectrum analysis? There it is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll update the Prison Planet version of that NaturalNews.com report as well. So, you know what? I said I'd kind of give you all the headlines. I'm going to get back into this whole organic thing in a moment, and it's in the news. Romney admits he and his wife are obsessed with organic, but he is the Monsanto king going back 25 years, helping get it on your table. Obama is even more. I mean, if Romney's the Monsanto king, Obama is the Monsanto grand emperor supreme Bashar. I mean, he is the grand mufti, the poobah, the Raj. He's God, basically, of GMO. I mean, he makes Romney look like a good guy, I've got to be honest. I mean, everything Obama's done, Aaron Dykes breaks it down. And I've got all these articles where Romney, in the last 10 years, has done profiles how at their house. It's nothing but organic, and they're obsessed with it. And then I have all the articles here where the Chinese elite have their own secret farms that have come out, even in L.A. Times, Associated Press, obsessed with clean water, non-GMO. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the elite, the Monsanto cafeterias have no GMO. That's London Telegraph, BBC, Associated Press, CBC. Again, they won't eat it, but they want you to eat it, and they don't want you to know with on the labels. And if you say, hey, I think that Whole Foods ought to support Prop 37, you get emails and see comments saying, hey, knock it off, you Walmart supporter. And I'm like, really? I didn't know I was a... It's weird. I like post videos and articles critical of Israel. And then there's comments like, you dirty Israel lover, we're going to kill you. It's just like, okay, I'm against GMO. Shut up, Walmart. Hey, you know, I think it's really dangerous, and a lot of Israelis, you know, don't want to launch a war either. Shut up! Shut up! Stop supporting Israel in the war. I mean, it's like, okay. Because there is a mass mental illness out there. So we're going to be getting into all of that. We're going to get into the big debate tonight. They've been training over off of notes for, well, in some cases, weeks. We're going to be getting into more news on GMO. What's exactly in the milk now, the GMO milk? We're going to be telling you about that. That has human cells in the mammary glands, in the udders, in the breast of the bovine mammal, Bovinus familiaris. What's the technical name of a domesticated bovine? Is it bovine familiaris? I don't know. I'm just guessing. You know, canine familiaris, lobo, feline familiaris. I don't know anymore, ladies and gentlemen. I'm an extremist. I'm a bad man. Speaking of that, here's probably our top story, and I'm going to ask the webmasters to repost Paul's article, because he writes stuff in the afternoon, and for whatever reason, stuff written in the afternoon, because stuff gets posted about 6 a.m., 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 12, constantly. We've got quite a crew, contributors, writers, but stuff after like 4 or 5 seems to just disappear into a memory hole. U.S. Army characterizes people frustrated with mainstream ideologies, that's a quote, as terrorists. And we've got the U.S. Army's own manuals, because the Army now is over domestic operations. When they were arresting peaceful protesters a month ago at the DNC, it was in the news, the Army would order police, arrest them, plainclothes Army. And then the Army went to the judges and said, keep these protesters in jail for a few weeks. We don't want them out because protesting is low-level terror. And they presented to the judge the Homeland Security guidelines saying protesting is, quote, low-level terrorism. And cops out there who are in intelligence you know, the so-called intelligence bureaus, they're all nodding their head. Yeah, you're like, yeah, no, that's what our manuals say. And it's saying, just not believing mainstream media, you're a terrorist. Okay. Don't forget, the same government teaches the founding fathers are bad. I think we know who the real bad guys are. Anybody bad-mouthing the founding fathers, oh, that's the bad guys. Yeah. What would you expect in a foreign takeover? Oh, they would badmouth our founders and those of us that are loyal to the Republic and actually have our heads screwed on straight. And of course, that ties into the Associated Press admitting that Homeland Security targets the American people and not terrorists.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here for now, tomorrow ever gone. Here for now, Seasons don't fear the reaper.
Seasons don't fear the reaper. Not to the wind, the sun, or the rain.
The globalists, they want to overtake creation. They want to rewrite it in their ugly image so they can announce that they are God of this planet, God of this world. And that's the manifestation we're seeing right now. You know, the time for screwing around, the time for playing games is over because the hour is getting late, my friends. Look around you at all of the insanity taking place and the massive arms buildup by governments and corporations against the people because criminal elements have seized the institutions. There are a lot of good people within the institutions, but they are being slowly twisted to the dark side. Evil is approaching critical mass, flashpoint, explosion point, jump point, implosion point. That's how tyrannies work. They rot slowly, and then suddenly there's a collapse event, an orgy event of evil. And we're now just beginning the descent. I've got crime news, without even looking for crime news, of riots here, riots there, people occupying buildings, occupying stores, mass shootings, hijackings all over the country of 18-wheelers, of trains, cops getting shot all over the place. Citizens being killed, crime is exploding right now. Major heist, museums being robbed every day. Without even looking, museums are being robbed. But it's in this article, it's in that article. They never say, hey, crime's exploding. And then, of course, it's famously known that big cities cook their crime numbers down so they can claim they're doing a good job. Meanwhile, police more and more admit, they've even had the New York Police Union multiple times come out in the last few years and say, look, we don't want to give someone sitting on a park bench more than 5 minutes a ticket. They have those rules in New York. We don't want to give a pregnant woman sitting down on the side of the street waiting for a bus a ticket because there's no seats on the bus stop. We don't want to give somebody throwing the wrong thing in the wrong trash can, a $500 ticket. We've been ordered to. Even that corrupt union doesn't like doing what they're doing. Even the most corrupt police force in the country, at least the most arrogant from what I've seen, are out of control. They don't like this, but they're ordered to. And that leads me to this article that I'm having reposted because it came out yesterday evening at the top of InfoWars.com. It's a big deal. You've seen the Army documents and the Homeland Security documents saying returning veterans are the number one threat, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. We broke that news the last 4 years with law enforcement sending it to us that are freaked out and should be by this information, who aren't completely brainwashed when they go to meetings and the founding fathers are bad-mouthed and gun owners are bad-mouthed and veterans are bad-mouthed. That's the bad guys that talk like that. I mean, this is pretty obvious. Sounds like something you hear in a Soviet re-education camp. U.S. Army characterizes people frustrated with mainstream ideologies as terrorists. Individuals who, quote, believe in government conspiracies also framed as violent radicals. And it says they are extremists. They are terrorists. You've got to go read the full manual. And this is public. I'm going to be going more over that. But first I want to get to this. Intelligence effort named citizens not terrorists. Associated Press, October 3rd. Well, they had the head of the air marshals for the district that's there in Colorado a few years ago. He said, look, I'm blowing the whistle. I'm not going to be part of this. We're ordered to put 7-year-old kids in a lifetime terrorist database if they've got a camera taking pictures of the airplanes. We're ordered to put people in databases if they order a vegetarian meal. I'm not doing this anymore. Last time they declassified it, it was 2 million plus people in the terror database. Congress people, media people. It's pure persecution. I know I'm on the harassment list, not the no-fly list, because they try to drag me off now when I fly. And they know who I am, and they laugh at me, and I'm like, you really feel good about yourself. Be quiet, troublemaker. Heard your show yesterday, by the way. That's our country. I mean, this is real. This is really happening. And they're hiring people that like to steal from you. They don't care. Everyone I know has been robbed by the TSA, including me. I know me best. Intelligence effort named citizens as terrorists. And here it is. They target people fishing and marriage counseling as terrorists. That's right, folks. That's right. I mean, how many times has it been leaked or people sued and done FOIA requests and Alex Jones, Drudge Report? It's all in there. That's I mean, they'll have, you know, police constantly reading intelligence cables. I put that in quotes about, and Jones thinks there might be a global government, and that's part of his hate, and it may lead to officers being killed. Global government, every time I open up the Financial Times of London, it's announcing the world government how all my rights are being taken. I mean, what, because I saw the sun come up this morning, I'm a terrorist?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-up. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We just tuned in for the first time. You have found the rabbit hole that leads to Wonderland. The real world is spinning around us. What you see on the television, what the globalists try to distort, is a twisted version of reality. All of us see through rose-colored glasses. None of us have all the answers. Everything we do is distorted in one way or the other. That is the non-perfection, which is the perfection of humanity and God's plan. But if you're tuning in for the first time, you have found at the tip of the spear in the fight to awaken humanity to the globalists, to the parasites that seek to dumb you down, that who seek to remove your destiny of liberty and freedom from you. We simply go with the truth. We simply go with the best information we have and attempt to tell it like it is. That is our agenda. That is what we stand for. Freedom and more of it. I'm going to get back into U.S. Army characterizing people frustrated with mainstream ideologies, that's a quote, as terrorists. You don't like the dying dinosaur media, the mainstream ideologies that everyone's abandoning? Every poll shows it. I mean, Congress has a 9% approval rating last time I checked. The highest is about 11%. So it's just like 8%, 9% in polls believe the official story of the Kennedy assassination. And the media says 90% of us or more that we are dangerous conspiracy theorists. A tiny minority of people who don't even believe it themselves, but understand it's part of the establishment mantra, tell us we've got a problem because we live in the real world. Well, keep trying to frame the debate, keep trying to control reality, keep trying to tell us that you're history's actors and that you'll change reality moment to moment, and we'll just follow that new reality. No. Enter the sound of a record being stopped, the needle being drug across it. Game over. We see through you, we're aware of the fraud, and now no matter how elaborate or how fancy the distraction is, no matter how thick the fog is, we can smell the stench of your lies. Game over. Even the most simple-minded know the system isn't their friend. Even the most simple-minded know the establishment's out of control. Even the most simple-minded know that we're in danger, Will Robinson, danger. So I'll be getting back into this in a bunch of the military news is off the charts, the economic news, the GMO news, and a bunch of other news ahead of Gerald Celente and others joining us. Gerald, one of the most popular guests we have on. And I don't just have somebody on if they're popular. I have them on if I like them, too. I mean, what you hear on the air is what I think is interesting. And I'm glad that it resonates with you. But if I spent all day trying to figure out what you want to hear and trying to, you know, give you what you want, well, this wouldn't be the number one alternative radio show in the world. People want reality. They want truth. They don't want something that's polished. People want freedom with all the rough edges that come with it and more of it, as I said. Briefly, we came out with the September issue, the economic collapse, banksters plot to destroy U.S. economy. Banksters brag that they've conquered the United States. We sold out 37,000 of them in less than 2 days. I held back 3,000 so that when we had the subscription start in October, you would get the first issue plus the next 12 for $59.95. That includes shipping. And so now the only way to get the original one, because they're totally sold out other than the ones we held back, is to sign up for the subscription. The introductory offer will end very soon because we'll be sold out of the 3,000 in the next day or so at the way these subscriptions are selling. But the most important thing is this is print 2.0. Old print's dying mainly because of the propaganda. Even mainline media is dying online. The statistics show, you can pull them up, because people don't trust mainstream media. These are pamphlets, but they're big. 48 pages long, but they are pamphleteer stuff with hardcore, vital, you know, super hard-hitting, not mincing words info designed to wake up friends and family. People are kind of fatigued by links and videos and things. At least a lot of them are being sent to them in their inbox. But if you give someone, which essentially is like a little book with graphics and all the rest of it, with shocking headlines, because reality is shocking, reality is sensational. In fact, words don't describe how sensational it is. They tend to read it. And incredible effects with the 90,000 that hit the streets one way or another. We put 50,000 on the streets of Austin, print another 40,000, 37,000 sold out. We printed a little more than 50,000 extra to sell this time. And so, again, they are selling out quick at this rate. They'll be sold out in about a week. You can buy them in bulk at cost in 10 packs up to 100 packs, and shipping is included in the price. But support us, but also support truth and liberty. In fact, really don't support us, because the only way we'll lose money is if you don't buy all of them. We don't make money. I mean, I had it all numbered out here to sell these at cost as a outreach, just like we give free citizen rule books with famous quotes, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, in every order at Infowars.com, and free bumper stickers and stuff. It's all about that outreach. That's the overarching mission in our hierarchy of needs. Sure, we need to make money to fund ourselves, and I wear that hat of a businessman, you know, who's out there finding products I believe in to promote them and push them so that we can be truly independent. And that's because of you supporting us. So be sure and also support our local AM&FM affiliates, sponsor them, support their sponsors, let them know you support them and spread the word. That is absolutely vital because the most of our audience is AM&FM. Even though we're number one on the web, it is still a fraction of what our giant AM&FM audience is. But I'm now digressing. Infowarsstore.com to get the new October issue in bulk, or you can sign up for a subscription and get the first issue along with the second issue and the next 12 issues. You get 13 issues for the price of 12, shipping included. Infowarsstore.com or link through at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can write to us, no shipping that needs to be added, just $59.95, shipping included on your next 12, I guess 13 issues. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. I should add here that it's very, very important to give this as an early Christmas gift because we don't have time to play games. You can send 12 issues, or I guess 13, just sign up online and put your friends, family, or businesses, or libraries, because then they'll place it in the periodic area. Sign it up for your local library. You'll put 13 of these in the library. I mean, just think of ways like that. Because let me tell you, somebody sees a giant black pyramid with a pile of skulls and a robot with wires hooked into its head, they're going to open this up. Most publications where they put out 50,000 in Austin, there's only a few that do it, it takes a month for them to get picked up. We put 50 to 100 of these out at over 1,000 locations. Most of them are gone within 2 days. So, again, if we can make this successful, which we're starting to do, I've already got over, I don't know what it is, it's a massive number of major publishers, local newspaper publishers in foreign countries, in Australia, in Europe, in New York. They're all knocking our doors down ready to print these in your city with half the content local. I mean, this is a big deal we're doing. All right, side issue, I'm ranting. Infowarsstore.com, order the magazine today. And, again, I want to thank you all for your support. And get the yearly subscription. Okay, let me get back into this top story here because this is such a big deal. I'm having it reposted at the top of Infowars.com. U.S. Army characterizes people frustrated with mainstream ideologies as terrorists. Individuals who believe the government conspiracies, that's a quote, are framed as violent radicals. Go read the Army manual yourself. A leaked U.S. Army document obtained by Wired Magazine, this is Wired Magazine, characterizes people. Hey, Wired Magazine, why don't you report on the Army admitting their new manual says FEMA camps for the American people? Only RT covered it. That's been out for over 3 months. Folks, we need to force that out. A leaked U.S. Army document obtained by Wired Magazine characterizes people frustrated with mainstream ideologies as potential terrorists, while also framing those who believe in government conspiracies as violent radicals. You know who wrote this? Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL. You can tell they wrote it. This stuff's regurgitated over and over again. I've been reading the same stuff for 15 years. These are some warning signs that you have been turned into a terrorist who will soon kill your coworkers, according to U.S. military. You recently changed your choices in entertainment. Oh, yeah, locking your desk is in another manual. You have peculiar discussions, which people consider talking about freedom, evil and weird. That's why we've had people call police on us on the streets of Austin talking about liberty with video cameras. The InfraGuard starts calling the cops on us. You complain about bias. Oh, my gosh. Like, hey, it's not fair. They paid $20+ billion to ship GM to China. You're socially withdrawn and you're frustrated with mainstream ideologies. And it just goes on from there. Complain about bias, frustrated mainstream ideologies, visiting extremist webs or blogs. I'd have to call Wired that because they cover the tyranny all the time because they know that's popular. Alternative reading habits. Oh, my gosh, reading? What's alternative? Highly emotional, using social networks. Well, there you go. You're a terrorist. Now, let me move along to the next report. This was never about Al-Qaeda that the globalists run. I'm getting to that in a moment. intelligence efforts names citizens, not terrorists. AP. Now, I've been telling you this for 11 years, that you're going to have to get a job. To get a job, you're going to get Homeland Security approval. That's now happening. You're going to face scan to buy and sell. That's now happening. They're going to give you trusted traveler cards, but you'll still get groped. And the whole thing in the manuals is about gun owners, libertarians, returning veterans, patriots, land rights activists, people that are protesting the TSA. That's who they say the terrorists are. And I always told you they would expand to the highway, streets, and roads. They're now doing that because they said they'd do it. It's not like I was, you know, just imagining this. And it goes on. A multi-billion dollar information sharing program created in the aftermath of 9/11 has improperly collected information about innocent Americans and produced little valuable intelligence on terrorism. A Senate report concludes it portrays an effort that ballooned far beyond anyone's ability to control. No, it was designed to. I've shown you the John Elway training video where it says, does someone have a snorkel in their car? Does someone have a camera in their car? Is someone asking cops for directions? Oh, it said being friendly in one of these federal training manuals they gave the state police in Colorado. Being friendly. Yeah, I played these videos on air, these training videos that were sent to us that say restricted. Well, we're going to show them. I mean, it's are they wearing blue jeans? They say that. Are they particularly friendly? That's why one time an alarm went off at my house. The cops show up. I go outside in my shorts. And I went, yeah, the wind's been blowing. I think it made that pressure lock. Thank you for coming out. And the cops both knew who I was. Well, because I asked them after. And, the male cop was older. He's like, all right, thank you. And I shook his hand. And the woman was looking at me real crazed. And she goes, let me see your ID. And luckily, was wearing shorts with pocket. And I brought my wallet out just knowing it. And I was so tired. I go, here it is. And she still, because it was like the fact that I smiled at them. And when I said something like, how's it going tonight? Busy night? This is when they're leaving. You know, this isn't she wanted to see my ID up front. It was like, hey, busy night? And she turns around, ooh, you just, and I'm like, oh, God, the training. You're going to ask for my ID, aren't you? I mean, it's so pathetic. And they both knew who I was. And I was like, wait a minute. She's looking at my ID, and I go, you know who I am. She's like, just checking. See, it's about mindlessness. It's like when you see a 75-year-old man, I've seen him on walkers over 80, buying pipe tobacco, and the young punk behind the Walgreens counter demands to see their ID. Or an old man buying a bottle of wine who can hardly walk at the local grocery store, and they do it. And I go, why do you do that? We're just told to. Yeah, it's about mindlessness. It's about you're not allowed to ever navigate anything yourself. And that's how it is. I can't tell you how many times we get put in intelligence files because we're out doing an interview and the cops just pull up and go, we want your IDs. Well, we're just here interviewing citizens on the sidewalk. Still, we got a call because they've taught all these InfraGuard, hundreds of thousands of them and growing, that it's terrorist to even ask questions. What began as an attempt to put local, state, and federal officials, not servants, in the same room analyzing the same intelligence, no, it's under federal control, has instead caused huge amounts of money for data mining software. Yeah, that means violating your Fourth Amendment. Flat screen televisions in Arizona. Two fully equipped Chevy Tahoes that are used for communicating. Investigators said, well, that's nothing. This is a total whitewash. They spent $2 billion in New York alone on microphones. By the way, they're now putting microphones up. They put them in first 13 years ago in Austin. Now citywide they're putting in hidden microphones. And it's not even an issue. People are like, oh, big deal, there's a microphone. I mean, the government is out of control. That's beyond 1984. It was a secret in 1984 that Big Brother had microphones hidden in the park because even people wouldn't put up with it in 1984. Here we're like, what's the big deal? Hell, half the neighbors are dying of cancer. Want to eat some GMO? You know, it's like, don't pay attention to what's going on here. And here's another article on it. Homeland Security Fusion Centers target phishing marriage counseling. I mean, that's terrorism. And that's why my uncle and my dad are driving along with a deer in the back, with the back bed down openly, and the state police guy pulls him over, freaking out with his hand on his gun, shaking. Just because all citizens are terrorists. And then they shot the deer. It's legal, lawful, everything's fine. Doesn't care. He freaks out and wants to take him to jail. It's just total mental illness. Total mental paranoia illness. And then the cops start stuff with the public and start stuff with veterans. And then you actually are going to get the fight that you're looking for. The globalists know what they're doing. They're teaching you that the American people that know what's going on are terrorists. So you'll go out and start arresting us and rounding us up. And then people are going to start defending themselves. And then you know what happens? It's called civil war. It's all been demographicked out. It's all been actuaried. It's all been broken down. It's the plan. And then the globalists are going to take your pension funds and devalue your dollar and ruin your life, cops and military. You're in the same boat as the American people, and you really ought to decide which side you're on right now. A federal effort to share intelligence about terror threats with state-level governments has produced no evidence of any. Well, of course, the globalists run the terror attacks. But it does appear to have caught a motorcycle gang telling members to obey laws, suspicious fishing at the border, and Muslims offering advice on marriage, success in reading. That's according to a report by the Senate. It just goes on. Ladies and gentlemen, and the cops think you're so dumb when they're putting you in a database and ask you questions. And they got nurses doing it. Everybody's a secret agent. And you go to Target or any store, half the kids' toys in some areas are nothing but spy stuff. How to spy on your parents. And in the cartoons, everybody's a spy. And all these nobodies are on such power trips when they creep around and think they're James Bond. You're not James Bond. You're a Stasi joke snitch, okay? It ain't sexy. You want to spy on somebody, spy on the banks that hijacked and took this country over. Hey, you want to spy on somebody, go spy on the labels on the food and the vaccines. You know, go read that, the open intelligence all around you, the evil hiding in the living room. We're going to break that down.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Show, we have criminal mafias that control control unlimited fake money that they have our governments make us accept at gunpoint, running our planet. And there are really only 9 or 10 major food crops that are GMO. But it's over 90% of worldwide corn in the industrialized world. Wheat's now GMO, a lot of it. Big studies out just last week about it sterilizing the rats because they engineer it in. Every one of these GMOs is not deadly by accident. I mean, there could be probably properly tested GMO, just like there could probably be some real science behind vaccines. We're not debating all of that. At least I'm not. It's that global eugenicists sworn to reduce our population are running it. People caught doing thousands of lethal tests on little kids and minorities and veterans and active duty. People go into the VA to have something done on them and they just inject you with something and kill you to see what it does. And then it's in the news. Yeah, the government killed some people. It's no big deal, though. Nobody's getting in trouble. We're sorry, though. See, this is what I'm talking about. These are admitted criminals running things. Of course they shipped guns into Mexico and killed thousands to blame the Second Amendment. Of course, it was in mainstream news yesterday, a year after we reported on it or more, that the Sinaloa cartel was working for the CIA shipping drugs in. That was in federal court in February of 2011. It was in the El Paso Times this year, Chicago Tribune. Now it's finally big news. Of course the Sinaloa cartel works for the CIA. The CIA doesn't work for America. It works for foreign banks. Look at who set it up. OSS, British Intelligence. That's the foreign arm. The domestic arm was Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones founded it. What's that? Literally a chapter of the Illuminati. You see, truth's stranger than fiction, my friends. And I'm going to mention this briefly here, but then I'm going to cover it more with Gerald Celente when he comes up. Instead of just reading one article about this, I'll just give you a few headlines just so you understand how widespread it is. We reported on this 5 years ago, and I remember the comments in YouTube saying I was a liar. I said bisphenol A 15 years ago caused men to have sexual conflictions in their glands. It also does it in all mammals. It's not a statement about sexual preference. It's a fact that it's a government program to reduce fertility. And now that's admitted. I had George Soros groups attack me big on that because they do not want that news out. Too late. I go on talk radio shows all the time. They bring it up now. It's well known. Scientists develop genetically modified cows that produce human breast milk. That's Daily Mail. Here's Reuters. Genetically engineered cow milk makes anti-allergy milk. You know, it's funny. Everybody I know has allergies. My grandmother's lived here her whole life, never had allergies, has horrible ones now. Everyone I know is getting horrible allergies to where they can't eat anything, can't go outside. You turn on radio. I don't listen to Brian Seacrest, but I was flipping through XM yesterday and heard him on there talking about with his guest how horrible his allergies are and how, folks, they're spraying us. It's in the food. GMO in major studies makes your whole immune system go into overdrive, not knowing what it's being attacked by, not knowing what it's eating, because there's all sorts of pesticides and chemicals and animal and insect DNA and this stuff. Your body's like, whoa, what is this? I'm not used to this. So you go into an autoimmune response, you get bowel disorders. It's all on record. Then your immune system finally just gives up. And you know what that's called? It's called cancer. Your immune system every week when you're a child, because they can do blood tests, is defeating cancer. Every day past 30, you're beating cancer. What happens when your immune system turns off? What happens to 8 people with HIV? The cancer's all over them? You die. We're all getting the beginnings of new autoimmune disorders. We're being murdered. But don't worry, they're going to have all the treatments. They're going to medicalize us. When healthcare collapses because of this, government now runs it, and it's going to euthanize us. The elite will all get the life extension. And I've got all these big articles how the elite are all not eating GMO and are obsessed with clean water. Okay, but now they've got... We'll break it down.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.